Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And unfortunately, again, it is the Russian invasion of Ukraine and their attempted invasion in the rest of Eastern Europe. An announcement just yesterday, Western intelligence has found out that Russia is moving missile systems and heavy military equipment to their border with Finland. Now, Finland right now says it's a neutral country. Sweden says it's a neutral country. Austria says it's a neutral country. You'd be surprised to hear that they're not in NATO. They're piggybacking, they have so far, on the protection of European neighbors around them who are in NATO without having to pay dues and without having to pay 2% of their GDP on defense. Well, that's going to change. After Ukraine, that is going to change. The Finnish prime minister announced that Finland is now seriously considering joining NATO. And NATO has said that they would welcome Finland and they could be in this in very short order in NATO. Why is that important? It's important because Finland has an 840-mile border with Russia, almost the length of the border that we have with Mexico. 840 miles. You can't police 840 miles. You can try, but Finland is not a large country as far as personnel. So people can sneak across, they can slip across. You probably saw video of trains coming from Moscow into Finland. They had regular train service, like Milwaukee to Chicago. You wanted to come into Finland, you're from Russia, fine. You go ahead and then you have to show your visa, you have to show your passport, you can get off. Well, a lot of people got out of Moscow and they ain't going back. These are people with a little more wealth or education. These are people a little more on the ball. They know what's going on. They listen to news other than Putin news, other than Fox News. They can get Tucker Carlson over there and Putin because Tucker Carlson praises Putin. But how do you police an 840-mile border? And Finland up till now, and Sweden to some extent, because Sweden is a little more protected from Finland than Finland. But on the other hand, the Arctic Circle is melting, the ice, and Russian ships are going into the Arctic. So are our ships. These are international waters, and there's a contest about who's going to dominate it. And I got news for you, it'll be the American Navy who dominates, but we don't want to dominate. We want free trade. Russia does not. So what's the result of this movement of heavy equipment? It started when both Sweden and Finland, after the Russian invasion of Ukraine, announced that they were now considering joining NATO. Russia shot its mouth off, as it frequently does, and said, oh, you do that, there'll be a military response. Finland said, good luck, go ahead. Go ahead, good luck. And they're proceeding with their plans. Then Russia downgraded its response. You have to understand, when they talk about nuclear weapons and they talk about military responses, you have to look at the status of who's saying it in Russia. If it's Putin saying it, of course, he's still lying and bluffing because they're a basket case economically, and he's trying to get away with everything he can with just conventional weapons. But you have to pay attention to that. if Sergey Lavrov, the foreign minister, says it, or Medvedev, the former president, says it, it's downgraded. You realize they downgraded. Well, they had a woman who is in the government, but in a very low-level position, say it about Finland and Sweden, and it was woofing. It's talking smack, that's all it was. Finland said, drop dead. So now Russia's moving these systems. Doesn't mean they'll use them. They know that if they use them and it goes into a NATO country, the U.S. will respond. The difficulty is, and I raise this question again, Finland and Sweden are exactly in the position of Ukraine. They're not in NATO. Now they apparently would like to be in NATO. Ukraine asked to be in NATO 15 years ago and has asked since. But Ukraine is being genocided, and Russia wouldn't dare go in my view, into Finland and Sweden and do what they're doing in Ukraine. NATO, the rest of Europe, and the U.S. would respond. Why is that? Why, if you're being technically legal and going, well, if they're not in NATO, okay, go ahead, but you better not do it in NATO, which is a disgusting response of the EU and our government in Ukraine. Our government is fighting three enemies. The three enemies are Putin, Germany, and the Republican Party, the Trump-Putin axis. What do I mean by that? Putin is the enemy. Germany is friendly to us now. Germany cannot be trusted. Germany and Europe are sending more than $300 billion with a B to Putin every year, about $1 billion a day, and it funds his war because of natural gas and oil, when they've been given alternative possibilities of getting it. Germany does not care about Ukraine. The president of Germany, and I'm not talking about Olaf Scholz, the president, who's largely a cipher, wanted to go to Kyiv to show some support along with the presidents of Estonia and Latvia and Lithuania. Kyiv said, we don't want you, not the German guy, because he's close to Russia. He fawns on Russia. They have a former president, Gerhard Schroeder, who's still on the board of a Russian company and won't get off. Here's the problem. Russia occupied Prussia, basically much of Prussia, Eastern Germany, East Germany, and East Berlin from 1945 till the Berlin Wall came down in 1989, and then Russia disbanded the Soviet Union and just became the Russian Federation in the early 90s. So for 45 years, Germany lived under the Stasi, the Russian secret police. Putin was part of that. Putin was stationed in East Germany. I think one of his daughters was born in East Germany. They're used to being beaten. They're used to being servile to Russia. Hitler invaded Russia after Hitler and Stalin had entered into a pact. But Germany really doesn't care about Eastern Europe or Slavic people, quite frankly. They made that clear. And it wasn't just Hitler. So here you have Russia, who was invaded by Hitler, genocide in Ukraine, who are ethnically similar, and Germany yawns. Germany is a very weak partner in standing up to Russia. We are working hard, and there are many good Germans. We are working hard to make sure they stiffen their spine. But the third enemy that Biden is facing is the Republican Party in the United States. In the middle of all this genocide, they attack him. They attack the wartime president. They undermine their own country. And one of the things that the world knows, recognizes, and when they see weakness or division in a great superpower, they exploit it. That is what Putin is doing. He saw January 6th. He saw Trump continuing to lie about the election and a big chunk of the Republican Party going along with him. The Chinese see that and threaten Taiwan and the South China Sea. And third world countries see it. The Solomon Islands see it in the South China Sea, and they ally with China against us. Cambodia sees it. They ally with China rather than us, even though the head defense guy in Cambodia was educated at West Point, and they used to suck up to us. They understand only force. Do you understand that? They understand only force. They understand only strength and the expressions of strength. So when Biden is knifed in the back by the Republican Party in the middle of a genocide, he's done a superb job getting NATO together and the economic sanctions. He's done a good job getting a lot of armaments to Ukraine. But Putin's on the move now with missiles and artillery right on the border with Finland, also threatening Sweden. He will not stop until he is beaten. One of the big misconceptions in NATO and in our government, as Biden tries to protect his back against the traitors in the Republican Party, is that somehow we can't anger Putin, that somehow we have to be careful with Putin, that somehow Putin can be negotiated with. Putin is an animal. He's not a human being. He's a two-legged animal. He understands force, only force. And he is only going to back down when his forces are beaten so badly, it looks like he will be dragged out in the, by the mob, the howling mob in the street, disappear under their boots. And then he'll declare some minor victory, and he'll get out. That's the only way to handle an animal, and he's starting to do this on the Finnish border, and we've got to do something about it. Get the planes to him, to Ukraine. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.